Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in on this beautiful Monday as we capture in on our Million Dollar Challenge. For everybody that's part of the Million Dollar Challenge, it's hashtag MDIN365. Whenever you post something, hashtag that's leading you towards your success, your goal, your dream, your vision, your future, to get that financial freedom we all so look forward to having. Again, this is your host, Preston, at PBakerNYC on Instagram and Twitter. That's where you can catch me. Today, we're going to just touch on our Million Dollar Challenge. Like I said, we're going to do a weekly installment every week to give updates on where we are on the Million Dollar Challenge, because I want to go through this as a community, keep everybody updated, keep everybody growing and understanding things and how I'm developing. So hopefully I can learn how you're developing and we can share it together. And we could definitely hashtag that, especially on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. So we're going to do that. We're going to get right into the show today, because I'm going to keep this one short and simple, you know. So last week we relaunched the Million Dollar Challenge. And the Million Dollar Challenge is $1 million in 365 days. That's why it's hashtag MDIN365. And I realized, like, last week, I was just, you know, last year I did some things that I think I could, if I had the chance to do it over again, I knew, and, you know, knowing the better of me, I know, because I made some bad investments, you know, in far as lead generation and marketing. You know, I just did without really studying and understanding things. I didn't even know about, like, native ads and things of that nature, which I'm gonna break down for businesses soon. But I didn't know a lot of things and I didn't understand, but I was experimenting, so I guess I can't say I would take it back. But now that I know certain things, I know that I could have done better and I could have used my monies a little bit more efficiently to get better results, right? So what I did for this week was really, you know, focus on how am I going to get to this goal. And, you know, opportunity comes knocking when you're reaching a goal and you're putting your mind to it. And so I did make some adjustments as far as, I haven't made the actual adjustment executed, but I've started writing down goals. And like, you know, I said, man, all right, I'm going to put this amount of money into this. But this time I want to have a strategic plan on what I want to happen, right? So for my $1 million challenge this week, getting towards that goal in week one, I decided that, you know, my lead generation website, I was using the home-based website, which is for our financial services, was Legacy First, and it's a .org. And I was thinking, you know, for my mind for a while, it was like, how do I generate, you know, business with the Legacy First so I can reach out to more clients on the financial services side? And I realized that I did it wrong because, you know, I shouldn't have had a lead page there. Is it had to be another website to do the lead page, and Legacy First had to actually tell who we are. So I did have that idea. I said, you know what, I'm going to create another website that'll just be to gather names and information so I could reach out to different clients and things of that nature. And Legacy First will explain, talk about our mission, you know, as we hire people, because we're going to be hiring. And then I thought about what I'm going to do with the podcast. How am I going to develop on the podcast? And I did want to go into the visuals. So I said, you know what, this next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the cam and everything like that to get the visuals going. So I've got that. And then, you know, we start studying Facebook leads, generation online. I started researching, and right now for this week, I did a lot of research. And I think that's, you know, before we get into making our goals and setting our goals, I think we should just do the research on how do we want to attack. And then, you know, well, I think the goal part first, we got to set our goals. But before we execute on the plan, we have to do the research. And that's what I did this week. I did a lot of research. I'm, you know, actively connecting with people. Instagram, I started moving a lot on social media lately. You know, I want to get my word out more often. We're going to do a second edition of the book, My Best Month Ever. So if you haven't got that on Amazon, make sure you have that first edition. It's going to be a collector's item. And it's still discounted price, especially for the ebook, is 50% off. So you have a great opportunity. You can, My Best Month Ever, Preston Baker's on the CapitalCityPodcast.com website. But, you know, that was my week. So my week wasn't more about the production. It was more about being strategic as to what I'm going to have as my plan so I can reach my goals. So my plan coming into this week is to take care of those things, correct a lot of things, and start to figure out how I can add pieces as I go along. So I'm going to just go with what I know now, right? And as I develop, I can add the pieces of the people that, you know, as the dream becomes more realistic and, you know, you're getting closer and you're grinding and you're working hard, the idea is, like, I want to add pieces to my puzzle. And so I realized that my problem has been in all these years has been that I just want to do everything at once. And it's not happening organically like I wanted it to, but it happens. But, you know, it's really hit or miss, but it's not happening organically. So what I want to do towards my $1 million challenge is going through this organic phase of growth where I'm going to add those pieces along the way. I see a lot of things that I want, and I know this will make my business better and that will make my business better. But is it going to make my business better right now? I have to track on what I have now, reinvest, and keep reinvesting and adding those pieces as the financial capital gets stronger and stronger. So that's my goal for this week. I'm going to focus on actually taking care of some of those things that I have towards my goals. But I want to, you know, start implementing some of those plans little by little. I don't want to go crazy. So I made an idea of how much I want to invest in this week and, you know, see the ripple effect of how it goes. So those are my goals. So that's my $1 million week. I would say $1 million week, but that's week one of my $1 million challenge in 365. And so if you know it's 365, we're going to have 52 volumes and then we're going to have a final cut on it. This is volume two. So I'm going to put 2 of 52 and then we'll have like where I reach at the end of that. We're going to have that. So every week, come here Monday. And if you have anything that's happened to you during the week towards your $1 million challenge, I want you to download the Anchor app and send me a voice. And I want to put your voice on here. So if you want to download the Anchor app, download it, put your voice on there. Tell me what you did. You know, keep it short and simple. You know, we don't want to kill people with a 20-minute. But, you know, if you keep it 30 seconds to a minute or 20 seconds, 15 seconds, 25 seconds, that is good. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram at PBakerNYC. Send me a direct message and, you know, just tell me something and let me know that you're involved in this $1 million challenge and you're part of this community, because we're going to grow together. And that's what it's about. You know, we're building a community that we can grow together and build together, offer each other positive encouragement and keep pushing and keep vibing. So thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, it was going to be short and sweet today. We went straight into it. It's the $1 million challenge. I hope you join me. Share this with your friends. Subscribe. Make sure you share. We're going to grow together. We're going to make our dreams come true. Build this financial freedom. And just develop a new habits. You know, financially productive habits that's going to make us stronger and greater. And something that we could pass on to our children, generation to generation. Just this knowledge and information of how we made it and how we did it. And that's just what's so beautiful about it. You know, you're creating the blueprint. Everybody has an ability to create the blueprint for their family. What was successful for Warren Buffett wasn't successful for Bill Gates. What was successful for Steve Jobs wasn't successful for Puff Daddy and Jay-Z. And, you know, so everybody has their story success in the blueprint of how they got there. And this is something you can pass down. This is part of your legacy. You know, your legacy is not all the finance, but it's the whole story. It's the experience. It's the life that you lived and everything you've done in between. Guys, tune in again next. We're doing shows now Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can see it immediately at 7 a.m. They click on right away. So, you know, I would tell you to download the Anchor app, but we also on Apple, Google Podcasts. From the Anchor app, you could actually pick whatever podcast you like. We're on Spotify, everywhere. So, guys, tune in. Stay connected. CapitalCityPodcast.com. Thank you guys for tuning in.